Journalist Maria Ressa reports under truly extraordinary circumstances.
Just because you're a journalist, Naito, you're exempted from assassination.
Just because you're a journalist, you are not exempted from assassination. That's Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte's message to members of the press, including Ressa. The moment is captured in the documentary A Thousand Cuts, which details how Ressa and her online news outlet Rappler handle the escalating war between Duterte and the press. It'll be released virtually in the U.S. tomorrow. In June, Ressa and her former Rappler colleague were found guilty of cyber libel. The film documents their arrest.
I didn't want to be physically in that court because we were still in the middle of a lockdown, right? But the court decided that we all had to show up. So there we were with our masks, with our shields. And I had to listen to the clerk of court read out the verdict. So I took out my notebook and I just started taking notes. And then like within 2 minutes of this, because the whole thing lasted about an hour. Within 2 minutes, I just shut my notebook and I stopped taking notes because I knew where it was headed.
Her legal team has appealed the decision, but Ressa could be sentenced to 6 years in prison. She faces other charges as well, all aimed at silencing the press, she says. Still, Ressa remains focused on her work, even as her country suffers one of the worst coronavirus outbreaks in the region.
You know, what Nietzsche said about, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, that's precisely where I am and where Rappler is. We've been under attack for 4 years. The conviction shows me the runway to jail is shorter, but at the same time, I refuse to let it get in the way of doing our jobs. And we've had now, we're entering our 20th week of lockdown. We've had the longest and perhaps among the most militaristic approach to a lockdown globally. And now we have a pseudo government official actually saying that, you know, tomorrow, if you violate quarantine, we're going to shoot you. These are not the ways you deal with a pandemic. And what the pandemic did was it allowed the Philippine government to shut down ABS-CBN, the largest broadcaster in the Philippines.
This is like CNN in America.
Like CNN in America, like BBC in Britain. You know, it is the number one broadcaster. It has 11,000 employees. This is really killing press freedom.
I mean, there are some distinct parallels between the rhetoric that Duterte is using in the Philippines, promoting false treatments for COVID-19, and the misinformation coming out of the government there with what has been happening in the U.S. Obviously, the response is not as extreme. In the U.S., it's easier to speak out against the government, and no one's going to throw you in jail at this point for violating a quarantine. But can you talk a little bit more about how you have seen the parallels emerge?
I mean, if you look at first disinformation networks, right? So let's talk about from my experience, which is this idea of journalist as a criminal. So I watched in 2016, seated in social media, and 100% of Filipinos on the internet are on Facebook. So Facebook is really our internet. So I watched that message seated in the ecosystem and I watched it spread. And I thought at that point, oh, well, my track record is there. So very clear, I'm not a criminal. That was 2016. You repeat a lie a million times, you lace it with anger and hate, and it spreads. 2018, the law is weaponized, and I have to face 11 cases and investigations in about a year. In 2019, I have 8 arrest warrants. I'm arrested twice and detained overnight. I've also, all the court cases start moving at that point. And there are weeks when I go to 4 different courtrooms, right? And then 2020, June 15th, I get, along with my colleague, convicted. Journalist equals criminal, which is the alternate reality. This is how you transform a democracy. The same thing is happening in the United States. I think the goal of information operations is to seed it, repeat it, incite hate, and affect, change the way real people think, and that impacts the real world.
How have you seen that affect your own role as a journalist, as the head of this important media organization in the Philippines? I mean, as you have said, you've been at war with the Duterte administration. You have been the target. It is your credibility that has been undermined. I mean, what's the tangible effect on your ability to report the facts and have people believe you there?
So the first thing is you realize that in a battle for facts, in a battle for truth, journalism is activism. And for me, the handcuffs came off when I got arrested. That was really, you know, when the government arrested me, the agents of the National Bureau of Investigation, our version of the FBI, they came to the office right around 5 p.m., which is when the courts close. I, though, knew that there was one court that would be open until 9 p.m., so I was prepared to post bail. They delayed everything to make sure that I was detained overnight. And that was when I realized this is an abuse of power. They wanted me to feel their power. And I didn't have to go interview someone else. I lived it. So when I came out the next day and posted bail, February 14th, by the way, this was my government's Valentine's Day gift to me. When I posted bail, I just started speaking in a way that I would probably not have done given the way we're trained as journalists. It's been a challenge in the last few years to write about how journalists and news organizations are under attack because you become the story. But when your own rights have been abused and you have evidence of that abuse of power, why should you not speak, especially if the data backs it? So I think it's something that I think Western organizations are grappling with because our tradition isn't this. But now, in a battle for truth, journalism is activism. I do believe that now.
Maria Reza is the CEO of the digital news outlet Rappler in the Philippines and the subject of the documentary 1,000 Cuts, out nationwide here in the U.S. on Friday.